Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal after portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Besiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Fall out of bed, spread my faith, try to keep my mind in the right place.
You know, it's going to be a little weird. We are in the studio on Friday for the Reardon Roundtable. We did a six-week-long fish fry tour, finally back here in the studio after all of those stops, and it was a lot of fun. We had a great time last week. We had a great time everywhere, but it was very unique. All of the different locations, we were in Millside, Illinois, at Ott's Tavern. Great, great fun. We had a lot of listeners that came out. So we're used to live audiences. We have to be back here, stuck in the studio on Friday. We always make it our mission at the show to say, you know what, that was a lot of fun. Let's get out over the summer and do a broadcast. And candidly, we always want to do that, and there's always support for that. But where we fall flat, and I'm just being honest with you, is the resources in our industry right now. We have to have engineers that can do the remotes. Ethan, my producer here, sometimes gets stuck at the studio. And then we have Matthew Rocchio, who came out last week and did a great job, but we don't have enough people because everyone is really stuck on resources. So we'd love to get out a little bit more, and we're going to try to do that, but it's not always physically possible. I'll have an audio cut of the day coming up here before too long. Tomorrow on the show, I can't remember if we have anything set up, but I do want to talk about Friday beyond that, because we'll have Jane on the panel. Former State Senator Jeff Smith, Brad Young's going to be on the roundtable on Friday. I'm very excited about that. Brad is awesome. He also fills in on this station. Sue, I was at an event last week. You know what? It might have been the fish fry a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't last week. Maybe it was at Queen of All Saints. But somebody came up, and they were a fan of the show. They for whatever reason, even liked me. And they said they knew John O'Leary. Oh. And we were talking about John O'Leary's movie, which is called Soul of Fire. John has an amazing story for people who are not familiar. He literally set himself on fire, playing with fire, almost killed himself. He ends up in the hospital. This goes back into the period of the 80s. And Jack Buck takes an interest in his story, the legendary broadcaster. And Jack Buck goes to that hospital. And John O'Leary, in this movie, is going to tell the story of Jack Buck basically giving this kid inspiration to live. John not only survived, but he's got a great family and has gone on to, you know, write books. He has done a speaking tour. And now they got this movie. And this is a major Hollywood production.
They shot it here.
They did. Which is unique because that does not happen very often.
Exactly.
And they did it without, you know, we used to have this film commission. We had tax incentives. They didn't have any of that. But they wanted, as John told me the story last year when they were filming this, they wanted the authenticity. So they've now come up with, and the reason I brought it up is because when that person asked me, you know, hey, when is that coming out? I'm like, well, it has to be coming out soon, right? And we both did some Google searches that day, and it actually said it was coming out last year, but it never did. So we're going to find out, and I think they just announced that it's going to be in October, which, by the way, that's a good sign because that's a good period. Let me see if I can see the – I was trying to look at the cast here, but I can't find it on IMDb.
Oh, shoot, and I don't remember.
I don't either, but we'll look it up. But John's going to join us. The reason I brought all this up, he's going to join us in
great.
The 5 o'clock hour on Friday. Now, my next guest actually has met Mr. O'Leary and has a lot in common because Chris Smith has an interesting survival story in his own right. And he's got a brand new book out about it. It's called My Fatal First Date, A True Life Story of Survival, Tragedy, Inspiration, Triumph, and Faith. He's with us tonight. The book just came out on Monday. I was off on Monday, and we had some busy scheduling last night. But how are you, Chris? Good afternoon.
I'm doing well. You're my Jack Buck, Mark.
I don't know about that, but we should share.
Bye,
well, let's share. We have to kind of share the origin story just for folks who missed it. I'll do it in synopsis form. Chris used to call my show. Dave Klein was my producer at the time. And I think we're of the opinion that Dave kind of gave you the moniker Chris in the Country, right?
Yes. Yes, he did. Yeah.
He starts calling
That's
my show.
Started.
Yeah, you started calling my show in the aftermath of Ferguson, and then we would go to you when I took calls a lot more back in the day on Camo X, and Dave would put him up there, and it was Chris in the Country, and he would tell me how Trump's going to win in 2016, and I would tell him, "Chris, you're an idiot. You're not going to, you know, this isn't going to happen." And then I said very stupidly, "Chris, if Trump wins, this was a month before the election, you can come in here and shave my head." And I weaseled out of that wager so quickly because he gave me a window the day after the election. Well, but we developed a friendship. At that point, it was just you were a wacky caller to my talk show, and I was someone who beat up on you on the air. And I said, because he gives me this window to get out of the head shaving.
You took it.
I took it. I said, hey, how about we go to a Cardinals game? So we did that. We became friends. And we're you know, hanging out a little bit. We're getting to know each other. I remember talking to you in November before Thanksgiving when this happened. And you were not having a good time. You know, you were going through a divorce at the time. You were very frustrated with, you know, your working situation. I remember I said, look, I'll call you. I think we were texting. I said, I'll call you next week. And I never did that. And that week was Thanksgiving week. And then I open up Messenger, Facebook Messenger, on that Saturday morning after Thanksgiving, and there's a message from Chris's mom that says, Mark, are you the radio guy? I'm Chris's mom, Chris Smith. He was shot in the head. And my literal response to her was, wait,
what?
And your mom called me that morning, and that's kind of how the story, at least for me, started. You can kind of share the rest from there, because you're in the hospital because you were shot point blank in the head, Chris.
Yes, I was, and I was in a coma for quite a while till January 12th of 2022.
Now, 48 Hours came in last year, and they did a story on this. It was called Fatal First Date. 10 million plus people have watched this. You've been trying to share your story for a variety of reasons. They did an exceptional job on 48 Hours, but now you got a book out about this, right?
Yes, I do. The book is, you know, my tell book. It's all the details, everything that 48 Hours couldn't touch on, that couldn't cover, all my interviews. I mean, there's stuff in there that nobody knows about. There's a chapter about you in there.
Well, that's the best chapter. I mean, I don't think there's going to be any
chapter.
Yeah, no disagreement about that.
Well, explaining our friendship and everything. And I believe it all came about because last year you texted me something about my life's boring or something like that. And I said to you, boring is good. And I was like, And you gave me inspiration to write a whole chapter about that. And thank you for that. It's actually a great chapter.
I thought it was a good chapter, too. But let's kind of go back to the story, because you are with a woman on your first date, and you don't really even remember much about that day, do you? What do you remember?
The last thing I remember is driving home at 4:45 p.m. that afternoon from work, passing by my neighbor's house, Denny's, who was a real good friend of mine, my drinking buddy. And he also actually was the paramedic chief of Farmersville, Illinois. He's the one that actually found me and rescued me and saved my life too.
Yeah, well, and then we'll get to that here in a second. But you remember just that afternoon, but you had met someone. This is the night before Thanksgiving in 21 or 22. I can never remember.
November 24th of 2021.
Okay, this is in 2021. and you meet this woman named Leslie Reeves. And what can you tell us about that?
Well, from what I'm told, we connected off Facebook, and we had texted that afternoon for her to come up to meet for a beer, and she came up and met me at the Uptown Saloon, which is on the square, and apparently we left the bar at about 11:30-ish, and went back to my house, which is maybe not even a quarter mile away, and went back to make a pizza. And from what I'm told, that her ex-boyfriend, Bobby Tarr, Robert Tarr, whatever he goes by, he had a tracker on her vehicle. I mean, it's crazy, Mark. I mean, you can't write a better movie script, because, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, if someone would tell me my story, I'd be like, you got to be, you got to be
right.
It.
So he tracks her down at your house. We don't know exactly what happens, but, you know, physical evidence indicates that there was a bit of a struggle. He busts in. He shoots her in the head, and then she's dead. And then he shoots you in the head, and you're on the kitchen floor, right?
That's not how it happened, they're saying. They're saying, and this is in the book, that apparently that I was up against the back door with my head like almost leaning towards it, and she pushed a fridge in between me and the door. I guess he was trying to break into
right.
the door.
Right.
Like I said, we were in the kitchen cooking pizzas, what I'm told. And then there's photos of the burnt pizza in the oven.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. That part of the crime scene photos. And I actually saw some of the crime scene photos, man. It's pretty gory. I mean, something out of a B-movie horror flick. And how I'm alive is definitely divine intervention, which is in the book, too.
Are you saying that they think that he shot you first?
That's what they think. Yes, they think he shot me first and then made his way in the house. And then when they found her, apparently she was in a kneeling position, and they found her DNA up the side of the gun, because apparently when you shoot someone in the head, there's blowback. But
he basically assassinated her, right? So then Thanksgiving morning rolls around, and both families don't know where either of you are.
Correct. Yes, and I was always the first one. You know how I am. I call. I tell you Merry Christmas and stuff like that. I'm just your buddy. But, you know, I'm always like the first one to text my mom or something, Merry Christmas, Happy Easter, Happy Thanksgiving, whatever. And nobody had heard from me. Nobody, even friends in Springfield, Illinois, they were worried about me too, because that's just how I am. And nobody had heard from me.
I remember one of the things that I was unaware of, and I think she was interviewed for the 48 Hours piece, but there was a young girl who was like one of the first people that knew that something was going on, right? Who was that?
Yes, that was Brijan, and a friend of mine, a woman that hired my company, had a lot to do, a lot of work for. Her name's Linda Fernandez, and I always call her Aunt Linda, because she's that type of woman, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
To do anything for you, you know? So her friends, they sent her friend's daughter, because she just turned 16, they're like, here, let's go for a ride down Farmersville, find Chris. They figured I may have went out and had a bender that night, and
okay.
I wasn't waking up, you know?
Right.
And, that wasn't the case, unfortunately. But so anyway, she arrived at the house and walked up the front steps. I had an old wraparound, you know, front porch. The house was like 120-something years old, so old farmhouse. So she could see through the front door actually could let you see all the way into the kitchen. Mm-hmm. She saw me laying there, and she saw my foot in a pool of blood.
Yeah, that poor
girl. And she kind of freaked out.
Yeah,
the 911 call of her is horrible.
Well, let's get to some of the positive stuff, because you end up in the hospital for a long time. There's a coma. You have a lot of surgeries. You're unable to walk. Your speech is affected because you had multiple strokes. But damn it, Chris Smith is not the type of guy to give up. And that's the guy that I know. And you certainly didn't give up. And you're still on that path to recovery. But that's what this book is about.
Correct. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
I go for another round of stem cell treatments coming up here on May 13th. I just saw my neurologist this morning, Dr. Alexander Carter at WashU, and that's exactly what he just said, Mark. He's like, Chris, I've never met somebody so determined. You just don't give up. And now because stem cells actually work so good the first time, they want to start doing more studies on it. And if this next round really works like it should, they're going to try to start, WashU is going to try to start doing actual stem cell research and try to advance that type of medicine also to help stroke and TBI recovery victims.
But you had a situation where some of the doctors early on, they essentially wrote you off, didn't they?
Yeah, the doctors up in Springfield, Illinois, they told my family I would never awake from the coma. And if I did, I hate saying the word vegetable, but I would have the cognitive deficiencies would be horrible. I'd be confined to a bed in a nursing home, you know, God knows where I'd end up at. And my family actually talked about pulling the plug on life support and just, you know. Mm. And then my sister, who's a neurotraumatry nurse, she saw some life in me. And that's when the comedian was born, because I started kind of coming out of the natural coma, and they tried to keep me in a medically induced coma because they didn't want the swelling in my brain to keep going up. But I was having none of it. On Christmas, I don't want to give away too much of the book, but for instance, Christmas night of 21, I launched myself out of the bed.
And, I remember you telling me that story for sure.
Yeah, there's video footage of all this. So if there ever is a movie, it'll definitely have a lot of comedy to it too. None of this I remember, obviously.
So you've had 2 years story, Chris, and I'm sure you're going to get more of this now that the book is coming out. It's called My Fatal First Date. But what is some of the reaction that you get from people? People have gone through some things as challenging as you, because you've affected some people in positive ways.
Yes. I have a lot of people reaching out to me. There's a woman who's actually a couple years back when I came to the first Fish Fry Friday with you guys when we were over at the O'Fallon's VFW Hall. She has stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and she's still surviving, still hanging in there. And, you know, I mean, I give her inspiration, too.
Yeah. Well, I know it's tough, and I know you're excited that the book is coming out, but it's also a very emotional situation.
I mean,
and it's gut-wrenching. I get it.
And Chris, the fact that we saw you, I don't know, just watching you overcome this as the years go by, you look better and better, you sound better and better. It's just wonderful to see, and that has to be an inspiration to people.
It is, and people are commenting on, like, when they leave reviews of my book, make sure you have Kleenex. And my publisher's like, well, if you can get that type of emotion out of people, ball over reading your book, that's a good thing. I'm like, well, I guess so, but, I mean, I guess it is. I mean, like Mark said, I am helping a lot of people. I am giving people hope. I'm inspiring them, and I'm restoring faith.
And you did, I mentioned John O'Leary, but you did connect with John recently, didn't you?
Yeah, we haven't met. You, I, and John are supposed to go out to lunch. But
I'll talk to you about that Friday. We got to do
him,
that.
Him and I text often. Yes, we do. Yes. So he saw the book before you saw the book. John's a very good guy. He really is.
Well, this book is called My Fatal First Date, A True Life Story of Survival, Tragedy, Inspiration, Triumph, and Faith. Chris Smith is the author. I mean, my recommendation would probably be to get the book, skip to chapter 10, and, you know, focus on that chapter.
Yes.
But if you want to know the rest of the story.
It's available on Amazon right now, Mark. It's available on Amazon right now, and the paperback copy will be available for purchase on Saturday, too. So ebook now, Saturday, paperback copy.
God bless you.
Great.
You know I love you, Chris. Thanks for the update.
Thank you,
I appreciate it. All right,
you.
Take care. Audio cut of the day is coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.